They might be looking for illumination.
And we're offering none.
And to get the sound we were looking for took some time.
Oh. Absolutely
none. As promised,
none.
By the way.
In your seatbelts,
please.
My entire body feels very heavy. As I lie quietly, peacefully, in this relaxing atmosphere.
What is sound?
Oh, it's right there, somewhere. I can't see it. Sorry, I miscalculated. I can't see it. Oh, yeah, I'll fix that. It's pretty neat, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
He's nervous. He's on the ropes a little bit.
Me and Adam dropped character till I've done the commentary.
Boom. Boom. That's why we...
See? See how we brought it around?
This makes me ask.
And here's a funny thought.
This is like the show within the show inside of
nowhere.
The
fact it's crazy.
He's been called the prophet of gloom
clever,
and doom,
right? Real clever.
The troubadour of trouble.
On the Scarlet Covenant Beast of Revelation chapter 17 should be emphasized. Each beast has 10 horns, but while the horns on the leopard had 10 crowns, no crowns are mentioned in the description of the Scarlet Beast. This last beast, as we have noticed, is descriptive of a period in history when crowns and monarchies are, to a large extent, out of fashion. The 10 horns, the angel said, represent 10 kings, yet these are uncrowned kings. They possess kingly power, however, and might better be called dictators. During the First World War, four great empires passed away. The German, the Russian, the Austrian, and the Ottoman. These great powers collapsed, and they are no longer empires. Many other monarchies have also passed away in recent decades. It is said that between August and December 1914, more than 200 royalties and petty royalties had abdicated. With the disappearance of the kings, it became the fashion in government to establish republics, and these arose in many countries. However, it takes more than a mere change of governmental structure to bring liberty. History reveals that if power is placed in the hands of men whose love of power is greater than their love of people, then sovereign demos, or the rule of the people, can be as cruel a tyrant as any autocrat that ever occupied a throne.
Real Americans love the sting of
Bob Dobbs.
Hang on a second.
Natural.
This is where you're going to say that joke that we're doing right now.
Thank you.
He's nervous. He's on the ropes a little bit.
Me and Adam dropped character till I've done that commentary.
Boom.
See? See how we brought it around?
This makes me actually. This is like the show within the show inside another
there
show.
You.
Remain glorious heaven.
Crawling up Satan's bottom.
That's crazy.
There'll be ambushes, enemy fire, your own little personal slice of God. And believe me, gentlemen, it will be glorious. If it looks real, chances are it probably is. The honor to occupy the skin of another human being. Well, get ready to occupy the skin of a terrified God surrounded by death. This radio goes to God, and I am Jesus Christ, his son. You are my chosen disciples, and no one gets to go home. Put on your war pieces, gentlemen. Now, let's go and make the greatest war God ever!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
What is sound?
How about a little music?
In 1 hour, her judgment comes. Revelation chapter 18, verse 10. In 1 hour, her riches come to naught. Verse 17. In 1 hour, she is made desolate. Verse 19. Like the ancient Babel builders,
whose efforts to build a tower whose top would reach up to heaven were thwarted, and who were scattered by a divine hand, so this modern Babylonian structure, whose sins have reached unto heaven, verse 5, will also collapse. The merchants that have been made rich by her abundance will ultimately turn upon her and destroy her. Revelation chapter 17, verse 16. Shipmasters and dealers in precious stones, farmers and traders,
sculptors and manufacturers,
all will bewail her burning. Revelation chapter 18, verses 9 through 17. Having put their confidence in her,
they see their hopes collapse
as they witness her destruction.
Six times over,
we read that she will be no more at all.
Verses 21 through 23.
Her music, her industry, her finance, her commerce will be no more at all. Her destruction will be complete, and God charges her with the blood of all that were slain upon the earth. Verse 24. A tremendous picture of the final scenes which will usher in the coming kingdom of glory.
When the whole confederacy
of evil declares war on God and his people, the promise is that, quote, the Lamb shall overcome them, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Revelation chapter 17, verse 14.
God has called
us by his grace. He has chosen us to be a holy people. It remains to us to be faithful.
Entrance to the kingdom is not promised to the successful, but to the faithful.
Then, entering the residential area, everything seemed to be its normal self.
Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
But this was one time everyone was in for a surprise.
Just as I approached the elementary school, I remember the noontime bell ring. The children rushing, playing games while on their way home for lunch. Those poor children. Where are they now? Entering our new home for the drawing
room. Chapter 25, verse 21.
To God's faithful servants
comes the command, Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 and 2.
I remember seeing a driver in his panic slamming his brakes on, causing a series of
accidents. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 and 2. Quoting now from Evangelism, page 694. During the loud cry, the church, aided by the providential interpositions of her exalted Lord, will diffuse the knowledge of salvation so abundantly that light will be communicated to every city and town. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of salvation. So abundantly will the renewing Spirit of God have crowned with success the intensely active agencies that the light of present truth will be seen flashing everywhere. Does both.
Like lovers.
Yeah, this
day.
Is where we had some fun in terms of just improvising. And
yeah, you pushed me right over the edge.
Yeah.
Are you
such a rich,
scary, scientifically fortunate?
strip of paperwork in front of them.
What a mess. All these reports to read, requisitions to make, memoranda to send out, paperwork, paperwork, paperwork. Why didn't I go into something simple like...
The Puzzling Evidence Show.
John, in the Revelation, describes the
ultimate end as follows.
Said, behold, I make
all things new.
Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 5.
Our Lord
is to give to his redeemed a home of unending joy
and unalloyed happiness. For behold, I create
Jerusalem a rejoicing,
and her people a joy.
It's like a wavering.
And the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her.
Isaiah 65, verses 18 and 19.
To gain this home, Jesus said we had better, if necessary, be willing to give up that which is as dear to us as our hand, foot, or eye. The Apostle John said, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. Revelation chapter 21, verse 7.
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
Let us be determined
to overcome by the blood of Jesus,
and thereby escape hell and make sure of a home
in a glorious heaven. Following the reading of Revelation chapter 1,
listening to music is so much a part of everyday life that...
Even of us. Best Prince.
It's so quaint.
Can we not do this now?
It seems hard to imagine that only 60 years ago, recording was in its infancy.
Oh, no more show for you, bastard! You're out of the show! This, I swear.
We should look for the lesson in the criticism. Once you find the lesson in the criticism, you will be grateful that the person criticizing you...
I got to get
Hello, home. People.
My wife, my children.
The time of the show.
I think it's good if you can sing, but I think it's better if you can dance.
Criticism does not come into your life to make you weaker,
but to make you stronger. Another very important principle in substance criticism is something which very, very few people realize.
I
feel that if we do go through it again, we won't know about it. Let us make this one time that we are going through life really worthwhile. Just always bear in mind what a wise old sage said many years ago.
I think it's good if you can sing, but I think it's better if you can...
I must
admire you, chaps.
Rise from your throne, wide and staring. What had happened?
Hi, baby.
Join us. You stay.
past is behind you. The future's begun. Say the children of the sun, of the sun. And how did you know my death?
Absolutely no musical aptitude at all.
Where was your mind?
Because he knows it's over.
Well, you're trying to wrap this up.
I'm good. Because it's so moving.
What is sound?
I remember when I gave you this.
And then when this major 60-second or 90-second or 2-minute block of time is taken away from us, we have really no way to gracefully connect back in. And sound is our whole product. We give that away.
It's the murder of a man's life.
You're going to have to give yourself some kind of a cue. So
hey, guys, and you know.
They pulled straws, didn't they, really?
Well, not really, but I mean, it made more sense to sort of.
When to play.
No!
It's noise.
Switch. Yeah, I make these
as burnt up horse that I smelled on the char this morning. With your San Francisco rival turning the spit.
What? You will never be alone. People will want us around. People will want us around.
Mr. Decker.
Any questions, please?
Ah!
going to bar. Now you will remember mine. I can kill with a word.
I just want my kids to
Papa?
I just want my kids to
The story that you have just heard, he said, that woman taught me the value of cleanliness.
You miss me, kid?
Land that is hair.
Episodes.
Well, you know.
Now, after you get it together with the machine, you're still going to have to get it together with the music.
Catch whatever tempo.
So you can practice and record the melody as many times as it takes to get it right.
Playing space is given us.
So what is music?
You don't have to do it all by yourself. Play what you've got. I've got you, your friend, and he can make up a friend of his own.
Bridge the gap into whatever the mood is.
Number one on your radio.
The Pulsing Evidence Show.
Perfect matter.
Fill it in a little bit. So...
air quality.
What is sound?
Was EQ'd to give us a certain spectrum of sound. And if the sound wasn't quite there, we would fill it in a little bit.
No one knows what's in there.
Pump it up.
No one has really been there.
Pump it up. So even when that little tinkly piano started in, pump it up. Sounded big. Pump it up.
Get out of here.
Simulson. This is the musician's dream come true.
Someone
criticizes us.
I have to keep things rolling. You see, we are not.
It didn't sound like a little tinkly piano.
Priority
yeah,
is to assist in penetrating the
no,
lizard's
was
mind.
There.
What it is.
The 3340S has the extra circuits and switches.
No. It was awesome to
creative musicianship and the improvement of the music was and is the reason for the development of the multi-channel tape recorder.
That you were even there, that you were even part of it. Listening to.
There's nothing like that. It's totally unique. It's the only
pump it up
blaster.
Is not available.
Wolfman Jack got a start on a blaster out of Mexico.
Looks like it's already been used to me, I'll tell you.
I think it might have been XERB with a huge, at least 50,000 kilowatt signal, if not more, from Mexico.
that might be confusing. It's
Wires, just sticking
oh, yeah.
my nose like for history purposes.
The puzzling evidence.
Pump it up.
Well, I haven't seen him.
It works.
Those are the days you don't.
But that's kind of cool, though, to like just put up.
We are looking for applicants who fulfill the following requirements. Your thought processes are persistent. You are at your best when things are at their worst. You have indomitable spirit. You know your boundaries and how, when to extend them. You trust in yourself and maintain trust in others.
The lesson of criticism is you will be grateful that the person criticizing you
is
time to show you a better way of life.
Thank you and good luck.
You've never gone on a bummer?
Yes, I have.
Any minute now.
I don't tell us, sir.
After all,
well,
this
they gave
is
me so
the
much
USA.
What did I do?
You know,
yeah. Well, it doesn't seem to me, Steve, that the small amount of wear after only 15 hours
that got into Southern California, and there were other Mexican stations like
when
that.
When a needle wears, it cuts into the record.
But never had the success.
10.5-inch reels.
And one very well.
But if it aged
it was
either,
something. Sorry.
Bonnet of Paris.
That's great. He doesn't go inside.
Now you rewind the tape and
he holds her outside.
Feel the awareness of it?
This bonnet.
Make a mental
bonnet.
As though you're looking through the middle of your forehead.
To overcome by the blood of Jesus.
8.
And overcame him by the blood.
Man, Revelation chapter
12, verse 11.
Let us be determined to overcome by the blood of Jesus, and thereby escape hell,
and make sure of a home
in a glorious heaven.
That fella next to him.
Wait a minute, that's you. I know, but can I be trusted? Very good. You like it? Yeah, it's yours. Thanks. I'll see you later.
And the blackness kind of consumes it.
Just
Revelation chapters 17 and 18 by Alexander Scorby. Pastor Fred Thomas will read R.A. Anderson's commentary on them from the book Unfolding the Revelation. Although you may not agree with everything he says, I hope that this presentation will at least cause you to study these chapters for yourself in order to grow in Christ.
Then they would warble like enraged deacons.
Chapter 17. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in white.
So he carried
me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden crown.
Fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written. Mystery.
Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth.
And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. The angels said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel?
Tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns.
The beast that thou sawest was and is not,
and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is.
And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth,
and there are seven kings. Five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come.
And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast.
These have one mind, shall give their power unto the beast.
He shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome him.
For he is Lord of lords and King of kings.
And they that are with him are called, and chosen, and faithful.
And he said unto me,
The waters which thou sawest
where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall eat the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire.
The gurgle of a death battle.
For God hath put in their hearts
to fulfill his will, and to agree.
But silence did not follow.
And give their kingdom unto the beast,
until the words of God shall be fulfilled.
And the woman which thou sawest is that
great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth.
Without anyone paying any attention to it,
runs its course.
After these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory.
And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is
never take yourself or anyone else too seriously.
And has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every false spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out.
Guns where you would make your name, you know, out of the plastic punch thing. And I punched
Sleeping, Rapping, Snapper, Dipper,
Susio, Andy,
Tapping, Zipper,
Susio,
Napping,
Susio,
Popping,
Phil Collins.
When I stuck it on that radio, just
play with their mind. They just can't replay a disc jockey saying,
Phil Collins.
In their mind.
Listen, I'll tell you how corny I am.
Yeah, I know. All of you guys are paranormal. You guys are all crazy, but awesome.
Yes, true.
I don't even know, but I bet you by the time I was 13 or 14 years old, I still believed that DJs sat in studios like this one with a microphone up here, surrounded by engineers, and the guy was really a happening dude. And when he said, now, ladies and gentlemen, here are whoever, they were actually there.
Yeah. The operator called the engineer. He came in and checked out the calibration, and it was exactly what Paul Drew said it was.
sophisticated. He took his craft in a very serious way. And frankly, there was never a time that he wasn't totally involved with the radio station.
Really a tough one.
He's famous, of course, for having an earphone in his ear 24/7, 365. And if there was ever a flaw in his radio station, it was pointed out.
You just think better.
Are you ready?
Stop now.
Keep doing it. Draw it closer. And with the back of your hand,
touches the middle of your forehead. Done it with one. Done it also with the other.
Because I am listening to the radio.
Lumière, a French word meaning light, lamp, enlightenment.
Gosh, his mother had asked him to clean it up, and he'd forgotten all about it.
He ran over, opened the closet, and began ordering everything that was in there.
Let's forget it.
The object of the exercise is to make your arm get kind of light and
buoyant
by itself.
Everyone here is the best area.
Good morning, idiot.
And now you can put your hand down anytime you want to.
Just let your hand go up by itself.
If your mind wanders off, bring your attention back to your hand. Well, if I move it just a little closer, the back of my hand will touch the middle of the floor. Is it frozen? If I move it
just a little closer, the back of my hand will touch the middle of the floor.
Arrange the box so light comes into it over your shoulder and drop your written material against the bottom of the box. Arrange the box so light comes into it over your shoulder and drop your written material so you can read it without ducking into and out of the box. Arrange the box so light comes into it over your shoulder and drop your written material so you can read
it. It feels as though your hand is passing
through you. Just like this. This is just a little movement. Like the ground. Just
this
version.
Keeping aware of this hand.
Order announces critically.
They may appear to be acting naturally and having fun. Actually, they're working to make themselves appear easy and natural. They've gone through just what you're now going through.